Episode 42. The answer.
42.
The answer.
I am Frank White.
I am Malice Factor.
And I am Big City.
FBL Radio, FBLRadio.com.
FBL Radio. What does it mean to you? Having a good promo. FBL Radio, what does it mean to you?
It's a good song to cut a promo to.
Dude, remember that thing Malice Factor made? Or not Malice Factor, Metatron made?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a good promo.
He dubbed your voice when you're saying, yeah.
Oh, he's saying damn.
Or damn, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's like damn. Damn,
dude, that was bloody brilliant.
Yeah, it was. Hey, props to Metatron. Have we ever heard from Metatron ever after that?
He's been sending us songs. He hasn't sent any, like, texts, emails, but he's definitely sent us a bunch of songs.
Songs are good. We love listener interaction.
Dude, we are big fans of that shizzle.
Play with me.
Awesome.
Dude, so, what's up, everybody?
Sex in space.
Sex in space. We were having a great pre-show discussion about this topic, and I said, why the fuck aren't we taping this to share with our wonderful listeners? So I said something along the lines of...
I guess the question we've come down to is, we know it's possible if someone is holding onto a wall... There's something to push out.
But what if you fucked up and hit like a switch or something?
Two.
Nah, dude. Both people have to be pushing off of a subsurface.
How if you sex in a zero G environment?
If you're the guy, you still have to grab her. Then she's got to be your surface.
Can you? I think it's possible without touching any surfaces. Just free flow.
Is it possible to blow your load in a zero gravity situation?
Yes. You might fire her off of you though. No, for real.
But you know what I'm saying, right? I mean,
it's gonna come out, but it's gonna like be like,
yeah,
and
exactly.
Just float.
Yeah, it's just gonna like dribble out, and
you're
like,
not winning a distance competition, that's for sure.
No, dude, but it comes out of you. There's a velocity. It's like 33 miles per hour or something crazy like that.
Is it?
It comes out of you, yeah.
Can you Google that? I would like to know that fact.
I can over here, but you guys have
the... Yeah, let's Google
you guys
that.
Have
why? You've got the internet.
This computer's slow.
Yeah, it's very slow.
Actually. So...
What was the question?
Jizz speed.
Jizz speed?
Airspeed velocity of jizz speed at the muzzle tip.
Airspeed velocity.
What is the airspeed velocity of an unladen load?
Well, let's call it ejaculation.
Is that just semen or is that sperm and semen?
Wow.
What is your name? What is your quest?
What is the average airspeed velocity of an unladen swallow African or European? Stop premature ejaculation. Produce stronger rock-hard erections.
7 times out of 10, we listened to our...
You're so smart. Nine. Can tea be made from marijuana, and can you get high from drinking it?
I can answer that.
I've tried to smoke tea a bunch of times.
No, I can't. I've tried that. No, I haven't.
You can smoke tea if you want.
Oh, yeah, I
tried. It doesn't really
that
do
one.
Anything.
You smoke all you want.
It didn't work.
Yeah, it sucked.
Yeah.
I could think of was like the pesticide is much more potent in this tea than it is.
But the whole tea of
a fucking good song.
Hot thing. I haven't actually touched marijuana before, but through the grapevine, I've heard it does sort of work. Kind of like. Differently, like eating brownies.
Well, dude, I heard that you could also take tea leaves in some hot water and then let the fucking leaves fall in your water, and sometimes you could tell the future, too. So, good news.
Like reading tea leaves.
Yeah, pretty much like that. And actually that. Just
I can
that.
Also say that smoking dried banana peels doesn't work either.
Why the fuck did you ever smoke
that.
Dried banana?
Dude, Jolly Roger's cookbook or Anna's cookbook, did you know any shit? Because I had that, and this was all in there.
Mm-hmm.
The good old days.
The good old days
when I was readily available for download.
This is
on the internet.
This
text
is
file.
The president's bunker's phone number. The White
House.
Yeah,
you can still get it, and then your asshole's gonna get torn.
The good
out
old days when I believed
in
that.
But nobody called in. You know, nobody called in.
I thought I was
the
shit freshman
Collins,
year. Yeah, fuck you, dude. Phil Collins is the shit. Dude, freshman year of high school, man, when I fucking had that shit, I was like.
Dude, did we all have our own localized copies of the Anarchist Cookbook freshman year or college, like high school, I should say?
Dude, I had it on the computer. I didn't never actually had a physical copy.
Dude, we printed it out on the fucking computer.
I just had a disc that I kept under my rug.
It was something
like
about
a
gas tank.
I think I had it in like 8th grade or something. The one I remember is the gunpowder and the light bulb.
Dude, read an Anarchist Cookbook, listening to Bush.
The band Bush.
Yeah, the band Bush. Not President
Got
Bush.
A machine head.
Fucking glycerine.
Fuck that.
Glycerine. Right, so sex in fucking zero G conditions.
Dude, I think it's possible without touching anything except for the woman.
Yeah, but let's
just grab her legs and push her
on. Yeah, but dude, aren't you going to bump into shit?
It's not going to be the best sex ever, but I mean, it's.
Oh, it's probably feasible, but who knows if you could get to the point of spoogage. You might not be able to spooge at all because.
That's what I'm saying.
You can.
No, I probably can't, but like, you might be able to.
Would you take an extra amount of work or something?
Yeah, man, I got the stamina of a man plus king power.
Man plus king power, dude. I almost bought you a box of that,
you should
man.
Smoke that tea.
Was that while I was at the Chinese fucking grocery store? You know, my cart got rammed into like 12 times.
I'm not surprised.
What's that fucking say about Chinese drivers? It's so stereotypical. Just fucking like my cart. My
dude,
cart.
You gotta be so prejudiced.
But it's the truth though. Like I'm sitting there and I put my cart like at the end of the aisle, and all of a sudden it's like, bam, fucking nailed. Sides, not even like tapped and stuff. I mean, like nailed. It's like a car in an intersection.
Call the police. It's dude.
And a train, a tractor trailer truck is coming by and just fucking hits the car. I mean, it's like out there and bam, it's nailed. Shit's rattled. The fucking guy's yelling at me because it's my fault. Dude, I was at the fish counter and I had like a 65-pound Chinese woman box me out because she thought I was cutting her off. Like fucking
flipping you
shit
off
and
too.
Fucking
Chinese swearing at you in Mandarin.
Dude, it was fucking unbelievable.
Wait, you said a 65-pound Chinese woman, so yeah. She's like tiny, super light.
Dude, because I was like, don't touch me, because she smelled. So I was like backing off. Like, she wasn't like actually boxing me out.
Like. Oh, God, I thought she was like holding you
but
down.
She was trying, no, she was like boxing me out, but I was like backing off because I didn't want her to touch me, you know?
She's like a large bag of dog food. You just fucking throw her.
That was awesome. I'm going to use it. It's like a large bag of dog food.
But seriously, every time I've been there, like, people bump into you, they hit my fucking cart. The whole night, I almost got into 3 accidents just trying to park my truck in the fucking parking lot, dude.
Yeah, that's...
I had a guy, all right, I'm driving down an aisle, and a car is backing out of the spot. So I slow down, and I wait. And they back up, and they're... By the time they were done reversing, all right, they were, like, half a car length in front of me. Okay? So they go, they take off. Now there was a car on the other side that's ready to pull into their space. Okay? They had the blinker on saying, that's my space, okay? Blah, blah, blah.
I hate that.
Yeah, fuck them.
Fuck them.
And I was just trying to get out of there.
People like that deserve to be bum rushed out of a spot.
So
I parked just
the car in front of me.
Spite park.
The car in front of me. Yeah, even though I was trying to leave, just parked there for like a minute to like drive on, back off, and leave. Fuck you, asshole.
Gotcha, you stupid bastard. Take that Asian guy.
I fucking... The car in front of me takes off, and I put in, you know, I push in the clutch, because I was, you know, I had neutral, I was waiting there. So I push in the clutch, start in first, and start going, and a fucking asshole almost hits me in the driver's door. Not even, like, in the front or something. In the driver's door, and he fucking starts yelling at me. He's, like, hits the gas, like, and brake, like, fucking wife in the car is, like, bouncing up and down. And he starts yelling at me. You fucking go fucking this, fucking cut me off, blah, blah, blah.
She's probably...
And I was...
Then you get out of the car and be like, you know who you're fucking with? You know who you're fucking with? This is Frank White. You know, what the fuck...
Dude, you might have been a martial arts master, though.
Huh?
You might have been a martial arts master.
Dude, you just hit him once to break their backs. Awesome. Yeah. It stings.
Dude, I was a black belt when I was 12. Fuck. 10. I'll take him.
Seriously. Fucking snatch his eye out with chopsticks.
That's great.
Unbelievable.
Fucking bastards.
So that's the Chinese... Dude, the Chinese grocery store is crazy, man.
The Asian grocery stores are fucking crazy in general.
Dude, you could buy like two... You could buy like two pig hearts for like $4.
Dude, that's a fucking deal. You got coupons in that motherfucker?
If I worship Satan, I would definitely be buying...
It's like, who says there's a fucking shortage of organs in this country? Right there, two people. Cure. Done.
Man.
Fuck,
that's
man.
A good idea.
Yeah.
Wait a second.
I was looking at him like, I've never seen a heart this close, like fucking valves and shit. I'm like, wow. I'm
like,
poking it
that,
and stuff.
Check
so my mother was there, so I walk up, I'm like, look at this heart. And I take the package and I'm like, ba boom, ba boom. Pushing on the
dude,
fucking
you did
thing.
That to
so
Mrs. White. What the fuck, man?
Mrs. White Sr.?
Yeah.
Oh, man, she was all freaked out.
Yeah,
good.
Because that's fucking grotesque, you fucking nasty motherfucker. Don't ever
tell
me
you play with the duck's
like
feet
that.
And the chicken
yeah,
feet,
seriously.
Too?
But see, the fucking...
Playing with fucking cow wang?
The 80-year-old Japanese woman I was there with, too, didn't think anything of it. She's like, yeah, that's heart, whatever. It's not a big deal.
Dude, I had the tongues and the liver. Everything in that store is just fucking nasty, man. All the meat.
Intestines just laid out just right there in the packaging.
The fucking cow dog.
Fucking...
Did you say cow dong?
Yeah, I did.
Not like cow dong, like Dynasty Warrior? Cow dong?
No, not Dynasty Warrior.
It was just really close.
They're like body parts of any kind are just strange.
Yeah, pretty much.
When they're detached from the bodies that they came from. Especially when you're storing, you're buying it, like the intention of going to eat this later on. Like, no, if you just stop and think about the process for just 1 second, I'm not trying to condemn it. I'm going to be shoving this fucking cooked slap cow ass.
Dude, numbnuts, what the fuck are you doing over there?
Trying to drown me out.
I know.
Good song.
Fucking bastard.
Yeah, I know, but you probably heard it before, too.
I heard it all the time. When you think of yourself, do you think of yourself as having, like, fucking intestines and spleens?
I mean, I've that's a very existentialist question.
Seriously, like, because, like, you just think about, like, the food goes in and the poop comes out, but you don't think about all the guts that are inside in the center that make all that happen.
Sometimes I do.
It depends. It depends on the food that you're eating. Like, it depends on, like, a fucking hot dog. I'm like, wow. fuck me.
Dude,
you know, but
when your shit starts churning too, then you start to think about it. It's like, you're like, fuck. I wonder if that's my large or my small. I'm not even sure.
Right? Seriously. Yeah. These are questions that don't get considered in the average American's life.
You should Google that. What makes more noise, the larger or the
small? Dave, did you get an answer on that?
No, dude, it's not coming up.
Ejaculation speed.
Hey, dude, you're the fucking Google search expert. You fucking find an answer. Well, it says the airspeed velocity of an unladen European swallow is 10 meters per second. Now, that's what I call ejaculation.
Fuck.
Yeah, that's not right.
All right, I just had to look at about 15 pictures of dicks to get these answers. All right, the average length of penis when not erect is 3.5 inches. Average erect is 5.2 to 6.4 inches. The longest, 13. The smallest, 5/8 of an inch.
Oh my god. Did that person kill himself?
I believe that's a clit, not a penis.
Yeah, at that point, you could safely be called it.
Largest penis in the animal kingdom. Could we get a guess?
It's the, what, the blue whale at like 9 feet long?
Yeah, 96 right. feet. It is a blue whale.
It's 96 feet?
No. It, what, is it 12 feet or 18 feet?
11.
11 feet?
Actual amount of semen per ejaculation.
Oh, I've heard this one too. It's gallons. It's like barrels.
Per ejaculation?
Blue whale?
No. Oh. Back to humans.
Oh, back to you.
I was like, I heard this before too. Somebody told me all that blue whale info.
One to two teaspoons. Average number of times a man will ejaculate in his lifetime. 7,200. Average number of times Frank White will ejaculate in his lifetime.
72,000. Yeah.
365 times my age.
Average, times 2.5.
Yeah, times.
Average number of times you will ejaculate from masturbation, 2,000. Total amount of lifetime ejaculate, 14 gallons.
That ain't bad.
Ain't bad at all. Average speed, 28 miles an hour.
Dude, I told you. Shit. It's fucking fast coming out there.
It almost makes me feel bad about, like, the whole in-the-face thing. You're like, you're getting projectile 28 miles an hour.
Facials, right? That's like, imagine there's more mass to that, dude. That's like a fucking heavyweight boxer fucking knocking the fuck out. Yeah, that's like an airbag pulling in your face.
Average number of calories per teaspoon. Seven. Dude,
it's like, yeah, that I actually knew.
That's fucking dying.
What's the most arousing season?
Winter.
Summer.
Best ways to improve sexual function. Quit smoking, start exercising, and lose weight. Same thing my doctor
said. Same thing for fucking heart disease. Pretty much like most of the common illnesses.
Percent of men who say they masturbate. 60%.
That's it?
Well, apparently, MF over here hasn't done it in 4.5 years or whatever.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, you guys forgot about that.
And I didn't even believe him at the time. Well, and
I still don't believe him. Percent of men who say they masturbate at least once a day, 54%. Percent of men who feel that guilty masturbating that often, 41%.
Fags.
Excuse me, Father, for I have sinned. Amount of time for a man to regain erection from 2 minutes to 2 weeks.
Wow.
Average number of erections per day, 11. For a Mouse Factor, who's abstained for 3.5 years, 10 times that. Average number.
Dude, I'm not comfortable about you talking about my fucking hardware like that.
Dude, I wish I got an erection 11 times a day. My work is boring as shit. I don't get an erection that much.
Dude, awesome. You don't? Because when I get bored at work, man, I just start thinking about stuff and I'm like, fuck. Christ.
Start jacking off.
Start
too.
Fucking.
Dude, I can't because that Russian dude always talks to me.
Oh.
He's like, hey, Tom. Check out this computer.
Rape me.
Yeah, right. He's like, Tom, rape me.
I couldn't even have planned that any better.
Listen, fucking you know? Boris, I ain't raping you.
Average number of erections during the night, 9.
Does it get to the fucking good shit? Does it talk about sex and space?
Sperm life, 2.5 months.
Dude, yeah, I heard
long?
Sperm
can... I thought it was like 3 days.
I heard sperm can live 5 days to a week inside of a woman.
Yeah, that's inside. This is life from development to ejaculation.
Oh,
okay.
It's in you 2.5 months before
nice,
it gets
dude.
Staged up for firing.
Sometimes we train these bitches over
yeah,
here.
28 miles an hour.
Average yeah, thickness of a condom, super thin. Speed at which erotic sensations travel from the skin to the brain at 156 miles per hour.
That's fast.
That's really fast. Explains a lot, actually.
All penises bend slightly to the left or the right. There is no perfectly straight one.
I don't feel bad anymore.
Odors that increase blood flow to the junk. Lavender, licorice, chocolate, pumpkin pie, and donuts.
Awesome. Donuts, eh?
Donuts. I do get aroused seeing those little whole beverage, whole pastries.
Yeah, licorice, man. Yeah. That's me, Randy.
The first part of the word licorice is lick.
Yeah, seriously. Pumpkin? Come on.
Pumpkin? Pump?
Every year on March
15th. Like a pumpkin
15th,
or pumpkin.
Japan throws a giant festival to celebrate the penis and fertility. 900-pound wooden phallus is parading around the streets of the town.
Only in Japan.
Komaki.
Only
in Japan. And women carry massive dildos in their arms. Thousands of people come to pay homage to the penis and take part in the festivities.
FL Radio should make a pilgrimage to that.
I just want to see a picture online somewhere. Like,
yeah, like a virtual pilgrimage, man.
Yeah, yeah. And through webcam, that'd be good.
In 1609, a doctor named Wecker found a corpse in Bologna with two penises. Since then, there have been 80 documented cases of men similarly endowed.
Oh, you could have
what
double
would it be
the
like
fun.
With two cocks.
Twice as much fun, pretty much. You could jerk off twice a day. Well, you could do it.
I'm surprised
once
that
per
the doctor
sitting.
Doesn't surgically correct that problem.
Dude, both of your forearms would be the same size. I think that would be the biggest physical effect. That would
be the biggest advantage to having two dicks.
Yes, you'd have matching forearms. You could tell.
This is compelling radio. I'm talking. We're taking it to a level it's never been taken before.
I didn't know any of this sort of stuff.
No, I learned a lot about my anatomy. I feel liberated now. I feel empowered.
I'm gonna go take a shower tonight. That's how liberated I feel. I'm gonna shower.
I'm gonna shave my pits.
I'm gonna yes. I'm gonna go whack it.
Seriously, and not feel bad about it.
Not feel fucking bad at all.
My self-imposed exile from the masturbating community will end tonight.
What did it say, 28 miles an hour?
Yeah.
28 miles an hour.
I wonder if we can, like...
Dude, tell the girl for next time, fucking think about that. Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You might shoot her off you
ready
in space.
Ready for my 2,800 mile an hour.
You have to wonder if she's on...
Yeah, 28 miles of fucking pure bliss coming at you.
I wonder what the fucking... We could break out the physics book here. If you weighed up not. 2 teaspoons and got the fucking terminal velocity of your fucking load.
God. That would be awesome.
Momentum
that up
mass
in the forms.
Times fucking velocity... Terminal velocity.
In what forms, you asshole?
The ones I'm writing.
Yeah, you saw those going.
Dude, all your terminal velocity.
20 miles an hour, you
be
fucker.
Shooting from your, like, say you jizzed off the top of the Empire State Building and it landed on somebody's head. How fast would it be going? That's the terminal velocity. Yeah.
Well, the speed of a bullet is 9.8 meters per second squared.
And if I'm hovering over
that's
a belly, there's going to be a drop
bullet,
there.
Though. Right, but I'm just saying. the terminal velocity might not be able to be reached within, like for a human to reach terminal velocity, I think you have to fall 180 something feet.
What if someone jizzed in space and it kept on accelerating, and at some point it hit something at terminal velocity, like?
Oh, it'd be fucking terrible.
Listen, yeah. Science boy, I know terminal velocity wasn't the proper term,
I'm just
but
saying.
It was the great word for the joke.
All right. I'm sorry.
Listen, Bill Nye, you got to calm it down over there.
Oh, speaking of Bill Nye, dude, I got this great fucking post on GameSpot, dude, about Vista, posted by Bill Nye 6983.
Wheelchair guy. Who said dude's name?
Steve Hawkins.
Hawkins.
Christopher Reed?
Stephen Hawking. I'm talking out of my voice box. Michael Fossey, my chism in the chair in space.
Yeah, in the mini black hole.
Yes, I like to jerk off in the chair. It's motorized. I like that.
You guys see that episode of Family Guy when the fucking. The wife in the fucking wheelchair and the fucking.
You fucking ramming him.
YouTube that shit.
Like he's that. Fighting him.
It's like, oh, you like that? You
like? Fucking take that, bitch. He's fucking ramming her with the wheelchair.
Yeah, fucking... I didn't want to do this. Hurts me more. Hurts you.
Yes.
Oh, dude, domestic violence is never funny unless it's that. It's
exactly what you. Holy shit.
Who's this silly band?
Yeah, what's this pretentious British music?
Oh, it's not British, it's Wilco.
Oh.
We'll comply.
Over and out.
Fucking YouTube.
Ah, Ryan, I am glad you could come to my faculty cocktail party. Let me introduce my wife, Helen.
Damn it, Steve, you forgot to put out the cheese and crackers.
Helen, don't start with me in front of our guests. Do you think I like hitting you? I am sorry you had to see that.
Look, sir, I really need to confess something to you. That assignment I turned in...
You know, Ryan, before you came along I was so depressed I was planning to kill myself. But you have inspired me. If you can learn, maybe one day I can walk. Now, what was it you wanted to say?
Nothing.
You were supposed to get potato chips, you jackass.
Damn it, Helen. Get the hell off my back, or so help me, so help me.
Don't worry. I hear they have great makeup sex.
Oh, that feels so good.
Oh, yeah.
So fucking wrong.
Like that.
Oh, baby.
I thought about this all day.
Not so fast. You are hurting me.
That's so fucking wrong. That's so wrong.
Dude, that was awesome. Family Guy is the best show ever.
So yeah, I think we all saw that clip.
That's okay, Joe. You can still win this thing.
That was pathetic. Tell your wife to come over to my place if she wants a little boom-shaka-laka-laka-laka. 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 Boom.
Boom shaka laka laka laka. Yeah.
Mint.
Fucking A.
Great. That was awesome.
That was the best thing we've ever done.
That.
Say hello to our newest narc. He's a natural.
Oh yeah? How good are you?
You're back from Manila. You had lumpia for dinner. Then you made love to two Filipino women. And a man.
You mean three Filipino women? No!
Oh man, I am screwed. I'm gonna lose my house and my boat and everything. How am I gonna come up with 50 grand by tomorrow?
Well, you could whore yourself out to 1,000 fat chicks for 50 bucks apiece. Or 50 really fat chicks for 1,000 bucks. What? Don't look at me like that. Fat chicks need love too. But they gotta pay.
So true.
Boom shakalaka.
That was pathetic.
Boom shakalaka. not so fast.
So, what are we going to talk about?
Me. Whoa, dude, that was crazy.
Yes, it was out. Glare, hurting
like
me.
Retro remember? Mode.
Yeah, seriously.
F-Bill After Dark. Don't shut the lights. So, yeah.
Right.
How's so, dude, when you paint your Warhammer guys...
God, this again. 2 weeks later.
Just, you'll get your turn, all right? Just fucking calm it down. Do you water down the paint?
Yeah, I water it down a little bit.
Does that help?
I do it out of the pot, not in the pot.
Does that help?
In my humble opinion.
What kind of paint you use?
Games Workshop shitty paint.
Do you?
Dude, is this... You gotta turn that down, man. I feel like I'm going crazy in space. I'm not having sex, though.
Yeah. You ever try that other kind? The Vallejo shit?
Yeah.
That stuff's the shit, isn't it?
Yeah, except when it doesn't mix well. It sucks.
Oh, it doesn't mix?
Because it's in the cap, dude. The oil and the shit... The oil gets, like, stuck in the tip. So, like, the oil's in the tip, but then, like, the rest of the paint, so when you squeeze it, it's like you get this fucking jizzy water that comes out at, like...
So what you're saying is the paint doesn't come out at 28 feet per second?
No, it's more like 2 feet per second.
Really?
Yeah.
But the fact that it's got that little tip is fucking mint, though.
Oh,
you
yeah.
You just squeeze out what you need, and that's it.
Except when you squeeze the oil jizz out.
Yeah. Just shake it up.
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter?
I, like, store mine upside down, and I still get it. Store them right side up on their sides.
Really?
Shake them. Stir them. Fucking throw them in a mixer. Fuck them.
Fuck them?
Fuck them.
I don't know, because I think I'm going to need to get new paint. I was thinking about just getting Vallejo stuff.
You think I like hitting you? Mint.
We didn't mention last show that Vista got released.
Yeah, I was going to talk about, but you were like talking about, let's talk about some dumb fucking paint.
All right, talk about it.
No, dude, I'm on the set now.
Hello. No, talk about it.
Dude, what's there to talk about? It's another shitty Microsoft OS, man. I know nothing about it other than the fact that it looks a lot like the way the Mac OS just looked like 5 years ago.
Dude, I'm going to be using it at work.
Dude, I bought a new mouse that's Vista compliant.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah. Damn. I don't have Vista though, so fuck. I'm done. I'm shot.
The
So yeah, go ahead. Sorry. Yeah.
The fuck was I? What was I saying?
Dude, you're
dude, at work.
You're at work.
By like
my...
June, I'm gonna have to be using Vista.
You're gonna have to be Vista certified. You're gonna have to be a Vista expert.
Yeah, I guess they might send me a fucking certification class.
Dude,
which
if
they
get
do,
some,
I'll
can
fucking
I go?
Do it. But, huh?
Can I go too?
If you want.
I'd like to know.
Dude.
I want to know about my TCP/IP in my bunghole.
Apparently it's supposed to be, That was good.
I just don't get the prices.
Good,
what the fuck?
Well, dude, that's what I'm trying to figure out right now. See, I got the walkthrough Windows Vista.
Don't pay for it. But...
You got Windows Vista Home Basic, which costs $200 standalone installation or $100 as an XP upgrade.
That's so fucking
dude,
expensive.
Dude, what the fuck is the Aero 3D Desk Fave? They get DX10 support.
Aero, dude, that's the whole desktop. You could switch it back to like looking like Windows 2000 if your video card can't handle it. But if you want the Aqua copy with Aero.
It looks all Mac-ish.
That's what I'm saying, Aqua is the interface. For the GUI for
yeah, I'm looking at
OSX.
Screenshots right here.
GUI.
GUI.
It's supposed to be good for gaming.
How?
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
It's good for gaming by eating up more of your virtual memory. By eating your memory up.
Dude, you're just making shit up as real.
Yeah, I'm actually just pulling shit out of my ass. But imagine that it's fucking fancy pants GUI and it's got all sorts of goofy
okay,
animations
but here
and shit.
Is the post I'm on the read before by Bill Nye 6983. To whoever asked, the reason people hate Microsoft, well more so Windows, is because when it comes to making software, they blow hardcore. They have never had any competition and have the market in their hands, so they pull out shitty stuff. I don't use IE anymore. FF is much, much better. And the only reason I have Windows is because it's the only OS that you know everything will work on. Doesn't that sound familiar? For me, it's my only choice. And that is why I didn't like or buy the Xbox. However, I do like the 360. Microsoft has switched to video game hardware. Actually, I think the next PC I buy will be a Mac. You can run Windows on Macs too, so it's like having your cake and eating it too.
Parallels, man. It's a fucking shit, dude.
But is it correct to say, like, you know, my next PC I buy will be a Mac? That's like saying the next chicken with fuck is going to be a man.
What?
Dude, it doesn't make any sense to say the next PC I'll buy will be a Mac. All right,
yeah. Dude, you just said that.
Dude, does it make any sense? It doesn't.
Nice beaver.
Yeah, I know. You can't buy a PC that's a Mac. For all you people out there, Bill Nye, number 3674, he's a fuckface.
Dude, he's got a fucking sweet, solid snake. Fucking avatar too.
All right, actually, so he's not bad. He's not as bad as we thought he was.
No, no, dude.
He's really ignorant.
He's using it,
but he's got a good image.
He's using something cool. The mask is fucking stupid. Fucking phrases that he's pulling out of his mouth.
You know, you're right. It's like George Michael. He has shitty music, shitty everything, pretty much. Except he had a pretty cool leather jacket, but he was wicked gay. Fuck him. You're right. Completely right. I'm sorry I stepped on your toes on that.
No, that's cool, dude. I hear you.
Dude, you know, and you know what else is? That's like Larry Ellison. He's just gay.
Oh, God. Larry Ellison again.
Dude, you don't even know who Larry Ellison is.
I saw a preview on TV for him. Commercial.
What? There's a Larry Ellison commercial on TV?
Yeah.
Was it during the Super
And
Bowl?
I saw something with him sailing a boat recently.
He was sailing on a boat?
No, sailing a boat on a sailboat.
Oh, doesn't he do that for a living now?
America's Cup.
Yeah, America's Cup.
Mm-hmm.
Larry Ellison, the sailor. Fucking Cracker Jack boy. Gaywad. He said gaywad.
I'll give you a gaywad. 28 feet per second.
28 miles.
That's a fast
big difference,
gay-wad.
Man.
Yeah, feet per second and miles per hour.
I had a Red Bull.
Mile per hour.
Right. So, Vista, you want to give a verdict on that, Mr. White?
I don't know, I haven't used it yet.
Version 2.
You're the one that fired up the beta.
No, I didn't, actually. I never burned it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, did you see any boxes around here we installed on it?
I don't know, dude. You got so many boxes around here. I don't know what you got installed
exactly,
on it.
Exactly, man. And Vista's not on any of them.
Dude, how about you shoot something 33 miles per hour at your boxes?
Dude, I'm not capable of that velocity.
I don't.
So is that...
Especially having the speed gun, you're sitting there like, if you're a cop, that'd be the fun thing I'd be doing in my spare time. I'd have the speed gun aimed.
Clock your fucking semen like, speed. Come on.
Like, honey, I just got 25 miles per hour. Give me another zinc pill. I'm doing it again.
Fuck, in my case, I gotta wait 2 weeks to get her hard on.
I gotta wait 2 weeks. Damn it!
I'll be ready next time.
The time trials are not over. Yeah.
Right.
Dude, what was that dude in Space Ghost? The guy that looked like a weird ass. He was red-faced with a bug, and he had long hair. It was yellow. He became like the popular one. He had big teeth, white teeth.
What the fuck are you talking about?
He's talking about Brack.
Brack? That's his name? Alright.
Why? What made you think of Brack in that particular moment?
The color of your walls. The
color of my walls is brackish?
Kind of brackish.
Oh, that was a pun.
Yeah. No.
10 points.
Something.
Fuck you, I'm on my points.
Nice beaver.
That's what you get.
It's my Pearl Jam hour, son. A couple weeks ago, it was like STP, and that was Pearl Jam all fucking time.
Dude, I don't know. I fucking set it to be
awesome.
Play the minimal amount of like the same shit. And whatever. At this point, it doesn't really fucking matter anymore.
Dude, that's what I call a plan coming together.
That's the point of best clips ever. Do we need? Where's the
A team? Just play some clips, man. Just play all your fucking clips right now.
Play them all, dude. Unload at 28 just miles unload. Per hour. Just,
you got like 10 minutes to fucking remix some shit.
I can't do
fucking
it.
P. Diddy, these motherfucker.
Doesn't work that way.
Just do it.
Make it happen. Fucking
A-team. Dude, don't do that ever again.
You don't have to worry about that.
No, I won't.
Dude, let's hear the clips, man.
Come on, dude.
Dude, all I want is the plan comes together clip, and I cannot find it.
He's just never prepared.
Oh, my. Just unload, dude. Just keep... Just play them all.
Stupid fucking dude.
Yeah! Shut the fuck up!
What? Shut the fuck up!
I really couldn't give one bloody fuck about Apple.
That's a classic right there.
Yeah, why, oh why, didn't I take the blue pill?
That's a classic too.
Amongst our weaponry are such diverse elements as fear, surprise, ruthless vigilante, and almost fanatical devotion to the Pope and nice red uniform. Oh, damn!
The fuck is that from?
Dude, you don't remember this?
No.
Come on,
this
man.
Is good.
Just
a fool.
That was awesome.
Man. Fucking time to get Vishnu on your ass.
Is that why you're so afraid of the Iranians?
Neo-Nazi. That's exactly why.
That is pretty much. I hate neo-Nazis and Iranians.
The F-Bill theme that was never,
Yeah, weren't you supposed to record this on a fucking guitar, man, at some point in your life?
You're supposed to have that done, like, last fucking October.
Oh, yeah. Yo, what the fuck? Stupid asshole. Great, now we have to can this shit.
Yeah.
Fucking dick, you don't even know what you did.
I know, you don't even know what you did.
What the fuck did I do?
We'll edit it out.
We'll edit that.
Cool. Oh, I totally said your name.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I said your name. Yeah. Oh, my God. I was like, he's looking at me like, what did I say? You were supposed to have that done last time.
I was just like,
yeah.
Whoa. Easy with the M-bomb.
Yeah, seriously.
Rightio.
The other M-bomb.
Yeah,
said the one N-word that you're not supposed to say ever. And in the history of this show, it's always been you to fuck up like that.
Fuck you, man. I didn't fuck anything up.
This is the first time, though, that this has ever actually happened where we've said this sort of, like a name. Name.
The only thing I said before was a state.
Nah, yeah. Dude, that was, I'm talking about before, like the F-Bill pre-cuts, man.
Oh, that's why they were pre-cuts, man. We were noobs, dude.
We're
dude.
Episode zero. Nooblets. That's what I'm talking about.
A little nooblets.
Still are new blitz.
Yeah, we still are. We suck at this.
We're not getting any better. I hate to say that.
Yeah, we definitely aren't.
The fatal exception.
It's not like we've been trying very hard.
That's true.
I enjoy not trying at this.
The force is strong with you, Maris Victor.
Awesome. Oh, boy.
Fuck. Remember all the stupid voicemails he used to leave us? The fucking Red Baron.
I'm the real Malice Factor. Yeah,
I'm the real. That was
great. That was great. A great one. Still have that clip?
I'm looking for it. I have it somewhere.
It's a fucking great clip.
I don't have the full thing.
I'm the real Malice Factor.
That's awesome.
I'm just gold. Did you guys know it was me when I did that?
I did it because I hadn't actually met you yet.
It's true. Sure. I just always wondered. Ah, nice, dude. Way to bounce back.
Dude, that worked out perfect.
I know.
Sweet.
Awesome. I thought it sucked at first, too. I was like, oh, man, big faux pas.
Let's hear some more of those clips, man. Just let it play through.
Yeah, let... Seriously.
It's not the east or the west side.
No, it's not.
It's not the north or the south side.
No, it's not.
It's the dark side.
You are correct.
Ow.
In front of the empire.
You are tough.
All you beta haters.
I always love it.
Welcome your planet up.
What does thy bidding, my master?
It's a disaster. Skywalker, we're after.
What if he can be turned to the dark side?
Yes, he'd be a powerful ally. Another dark Jedi.
He will join us or die. We got Death Star. 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 And you know that we got it. Death Star. And you know that we got it.
Get your ass over here right now. Come monkey around with that damn land speeder. Where are them two droids I asked you to clean, boy? Did you clean your room?
I'm glowing. I know I'm on probation. I clean the droids. Can I go to the Hashi station? I gotta lay away on the power converter. But now you're treating me like a scruffy nerf murder.
Luke, use the force and run. Run to Dagobah. Run to Dagobah. Luke, use the force and run. Run to Dagobah, run to
Dagobah. I'm Yoda, I'm a soldier. A bolter than Folger, I thought I told ya. Don't be unwise, just be not by my size. You won't believe your eyes, watch the X-Wing rise.
Yoda, why you being a player hater? You know that I still must confront Lord Vader.
But Luke, not ready or new.
But there's a city in the clouds where they're keeping my crew. A Jedi's gotta do what a Jedi's gotta do. So now Vader,
I just set a new course. We're going to Cloud City. It's a mighty good gin and tonic, which makes me up another. Things about to get ugly.
Just the big step.
Impressive. Now release your anger. You must have sensed that your friends are in danger.
Oh, why'd you slice off my hand?
It's imperative that you understand. Obi-Wan would never bother telling you about your father.
He told me enough. He told me you killed him.
Then there's something I must reveal. Then I'm your father. 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 I'm your father.
Talk about the box, knock him out, knock him out the box, look, knock him out, knock him out the box, look, knock him out, knock him out the box, look, knock him out, knock him out the box, look.
Another classic.
Wow, that doesn't work. Fucking fuckballs.
Identify for retina scan.
Explosive. West Coast shit, my niggerish. Ways of track. Girls that used to turn they back. Causing me to yank they arm and pose like I would do them all. Now I'm saying thank you because they tell me my shit's the bomb. Explosive.
That shit's the bomb. I hear that.
28 miles an hour.
My dick feels like corn.
Yeah. I got bullet for it, baby.
Nigga, overdosage, imperial pistols, ferocious. Shut this motherfucker down.
There can only be one Highlander.
Bitch, gobble a dick. Host forgot to eat a dick and shut the fuck up. Gobble and swallow a nut up. Shut up and get my cash. Backhanded, pimp slap.
I'm scared.
Oh, man. Awesome.
One, two.
ringing to the phone. Snoop Doggy Dogg and Dr. Dre is at the door, ready to make an entrance, so back on up, cause you know we're about to rip shit up. Give me the microphone first so I can bust like a bubble.
Compton and Long, I can't believe I said your fucking name.
Yeah, that's awesome.
All this time.
You're gonna get punched in the nuts after we fucking cut this. Death Row
is the label that pays. That's okay. I mean, we'll fix it, but I mean, it's okay. It was just funny at the time. It's okay in a non-okay way, but we'll be better. From a young G perspective. And before me digging a bitch, I have to find a contraceptive. You never know she could be turning a man.
Wait, can I hit the fucking...
Hail to the king, baby.
Yeah!
Shit!
Oh, yeah! Damn.
El Diablo.
No, yeah!
Oh,
this
is good, though.
Shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah, bitch, biatch. El Diablo.
Oh, no! Oh, no! Oh! Ooh, ooh!
Oh shit, your face!
Oh no!
Oh yeah! El Diablo!
Oh my god!
Oh my god! Oh, shit.
Oh, get the fuck out now. Alright,
chill. Give me 5 minutes. Damn.
My dick feels like corn.
I gotta get home to my nigga.
Oh, yeah.
You know you got to get some home.
Careful.
Oh, man, don't say I'm Jay-Z.
Careful, bitch.
What? Freak on the bitch.
You.
Oh, no.
Holy fuck.
What song was that?
You want to hear it again?
Ready to get nasty.
Yeah! Shit. Oh,
you like the end, huh? You like the end, huh? You like the end, huh?
Oh,
yeah, you're the bitch, bitch.
Get the fuck out now.
Oh yeah.
Oh shit.
Alright, chill. Give me 5 minutes, damn.
Oh, get the fuck up, Jay. Hurry up, cause you know I gotta get home to my nigga. Cause you know you got to get something at home, girl.
Holy shit.
Fuck your couch, nigga. Fuck you, man. Don't say I'm Jake Steve, bitch.
What? Freak on the bitch.
You, bitch.
Outstanding.
There we go.
Oh, my face hurts from laughing so hard.
Yeah, I'm crying.
Yeah, that was amazing. Amazing melody.
What the fuck are you bitches babbling about?
I didn't mean to play it on accident twice at first.
Yeah, but it was
sticking, and then it was just so retardedly funny.
Oh god. That's my favorite song ever. I listen to this song when I'm like driving to work.
Dude, I listen to it until like a black dude comes around and I turn my radio down.
You roll up the windows?
Yeah, lock the doors.
Oh, you fucking cut out the best part.
There have been a lot of nice titties.
Awesome. That was an awesome. That was not a good clip.
Oh, nice.
Ah, Big City theme song. That's what it's named.
Yeah.
That is what it's named.
Fucking God.
I don't know, motherfucker sent us this shit. Fucking assholes.
Stop it. Stop it right now. Yes.
That would have been a great one to play over the thing.
So.
Oh, man.
Holy shit.
Is it true that Marilyn Manson went down on Trent on stage at Marilyn Manson and Nine Inch Nails concert?
I have no idea.
You think it's possible that happened?
Do you think Trent had it up? That's a very important question, though, right?
Right.
Was he 3 inches?
I don't think that matters.
Five? Yeah, well, both answers are terrible, to be honest with you.
Now, why is it I can remember that, but when it came to remembering my fucking cell phone this morning...
Well, my official answer is, I don't know.
What the fuck is this?
Otherwise banned.
God damn it.
Otherwiseband.com.
Fucking one last shout out. You had to get it in. This is too fucking chill for this. Come on.
And now for something fun.
This is a lot better. Well, it's a good song. I was thinking of something.
What were you thinking of?
What were you thinking of?
It was one of these here.
Shut up, you fuck.
That one?
Dude, Tom Sawyer? Come on, now.
There was one more.
Oh, are you a Rush fan, Big City?
Oh, he is.
Yeah.
Dude, you like Rush?
Huge. Hugely.
Is that your favorite Rush song ever?
No.
I thought that's the only song they had. The only song they ever play on the radio.
Yeah, they got like 15 CDs.
They got a lot of CDs. Dude, is that chick just intensely ugly or what?
Chick?
Yeah.
Which chick?
Yeah, what chick?
Are you just mocking Rush, you fucking bastard,
man.
Hacker fuckhead? Is that what your whole plan is? You silly stupid bastard? Katie Lee's not chick. He's Canadian.
The one that plays the fucking, the one that plays the fucking bass guitar.
Demon. Yeah.
The one that wears the fucking...
Fuck you! Fuck you! Fuck you!
Yeah, Malice Effect. Guess what?
What?
Fuck you!
Are you really that big of a Rush fan, dude?
Yeah, it's pretty much my favorite band.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought you had other favorite bands besides them.
Yeah, Pink Floyd. That's the other all-time
favorite.
Well,
that's favorites. A little more respectable than Rush, don't you think?
Not really, because Rush is like pretty much one of the best things to come out of Canada ever.
What about Bryan Adams?
No, that was Wayne Gretzky. There's Wayne Gretzky, Rush, and there was,
Isn't Neil Young from Canada?
No. Maybe. I don't know where he's from. He's not that good. I think Neil Young might be. Mr. White, what's your ruling on that?
What do you mean he's not that good?
Awesome.
Wants to fight you on air?
I fucking sewed,
You better than that woman from Rush.
Fuck you, man. Listen, sweet Caroline, why don't you take your shit someplace else?
Sweet Caroline?
Yeah, no, that's not...
Now, who is from Canada, right?
That's Neil Young. That's Neil Diamond.
Neil Diamond?
Yeah.
Sweet Caroline.
Whatever.
Where is Neil Diamond from? Is he, like, from Lake George, New York or something?
I can never remember my Neils.
Fuck, goddamn it.
Neil Young, maybe from the South. He did have that Southern Man song, didn't he?
Metatron likes this song.
The Clash?
He's English.
Of course he would. Likes everything that's British.
He probably loves Oasis.
You stated at one point in your career that Oasis is one of the greatest rock bands of all time, Mr. White. I distinctly remember you saying that.
Yeah, Mr. White.
I don't think I said that.
Yeah, you definitely did.
You definitely did say that Liam gives you an erection at 30 miles an hour.
Oh, you are a bitch.
God damn it. Not three times in a fucking row. Oh, dude. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
So have we answered anyone's question yet?
What question is that?
Someone asked a question at some point.
I don't remember.
It's like a cacophony of noise.
All right. Cacophony. This artistic expression notwithstanding.
Oh, shit. What'd you do?
We done?
I am definitely tapped out.
Yeah, I'm beat.
The zombies are taking over.
That's probably the only time.
Dude, have you looked at your zombie book?
No. Dude, I'm in the middle of reading Tolkien's Unfinished Tales. How can I fucking... I can't lose the steam.
Why are you going to read when there's no ending?
Yeah, seriously. Awesome.
I think they're unfinished in the middle.
Owned.
Dude, maybe that's my secret addiction to EverQuest coming back. You know, it's like my roundabout way of getting to the unfinished tale.
Right, so I'm done. Peace.
That's it for you?
Yeah.
You're just finished just like that.
Yeah, you got a problem with that?
I'm just shocked.
Yeah, why don't you play somebody the gayest song us that ever? Shit.
Somebody sent us this stuff, man. It's just, it's crazy.
Right. So, yeah, I'm finished. Tapped out.
Episode 42. The last episode of FBIL Radio ever.
You know, for it's life.
The
unless
last
we get back together in 3 months for a
right,
big paycheck.
For a reunion tour. This is the last episode that we're making. It's probably the last episode that people stopped listening to. It was like episode 25 or something like that.
We probably would have been coming out with subsequent episodes if the hard drives haven't gotten fuck stored on the machine that everything was stored on.
That's not the reason why. I'd say the real reason why we're stopping at episode 42.
Well, I'm saying we would have been doing like the Tupac thing where like...
Release
albums past the death, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Oh, yeah, yeah, right.
Like remixes of like the same shit over and over again.
Oh, we can very clever. Change it around. We could have someone pretend to be us. Like, so our moms could have someone pretend to be us.
It was a, I guess it was a tough decision.
No, it wasn't.
Actually, we you told me at lunch, and it was already in my head, and I told him before you got here.
And I was
and
like,
he acted surprised, and we pretty much just ended it right then.
And you were like, thinking about ending the show. I was like, Mint, did they last show? That's how it went down.
Well, it has been fun.
Yeah, that's true.
And I would like to say thank you to everyone that ever, you know, participated and sent in stuff and everything else. A very, very big thank you to Metatron.
Metatron helped us out since almost the fucking beginning.
Yeah, pretty much.
And,
he's been a trooper, man. He was scary at first. He's a creepy bastard. He still is. Fucking dude gives me the willies.
Okay, that's your sentiment there.
Alright.
Dude, I'm still scared of him, so.
Well, yeah. I'm not gonna call him a scary bastard.
Yes, thank you very, very much to Metatron. Thank you to Jason Scott. Thank you to Droops and the Infinomenon crew, Stank Dog and DDP Crew and DDP Hack Radio. A-team. Today, still wanted by the government,
they survive as soldiers of fortune. All right, you can't listen, so fucking...
I'm listening to it. I want to hear the A-team theme. So...
thanks to everyone who helped us out with this. It's been pretty fucking cool over the last year and a half doing this, and now we're all moving on in our...
It seems like it's been longer than a year and a half.
We've been talking about it for, like, doing 2 years, but started doing it a year and a half ago, so...
I'm pretty proud we did something for a year and a half straight.
Yeah, normally it never works that. But now it's over. Now it's done. So, yeah, no. You know, I was thinking about fucking ripping Breaking of the Fellowship and playing that at the end, but it just didn't happen, so...
No, we've got a anthem to play.
Yeah, I figured you would, so... Dude, Duel of the Fates, man?
You said it. Yeah, that's pretty much all I got.
I got something.
Strange music.
All right. So, yeah, thanks to everyone for everything. And who knows? Maybe down the fucking road, you'll catch us around someplace.
Yeah. And if we didn't edit this show, you would definitely know my full name.
Full name, address.
Name, yeah, for everything. Yeah. But we're going to fix that. Because
Frank fucked that up.
Frankie boy, he screwed shit royally.
FPillRadio.com will stay up. Everything will be there. And, you know, if you send us an email, maybe, you'll get a response.
Maybe. And again, maybe you won't.
Yeah, you probably will.
Radio@fpillradio.com.
What's gonna happen to the MySpace account?
Keep it up for porn purposes.
Big City's gotta pick up 12-year-olds somehow.
Yeah.
February 6th, 2007. That's it. Later.
Peace.
Farewell.